KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's mostly clear, 59 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing again this afternoon. Some of those storms may be severe with heavy rain as well, a high near 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Thunderstorm winds or possibly a tornado caused a Union Pacific train to derail early this morning in Crawford County. Emergency Management Coordinator Greg Miller told KJAN News some of the train's container cars derailed between 2 and 2:25 a.m. about a mile and a half west of West Side, and he was stationed just north of Highway 30 when he reported none of the cars were toppled over.
It was a pretty good-sized train. It's got all different kinds of stuff on it. It actually stuck a couple of three of the containers out of the cars themselves, so they're thinking the engineers are swear it was a tornado.
The train was carrying some hazardous material, but at the latest report, nothing was leaking and no injuries were reported. Miller said winds gusted up to 75 miles per hour at about the time the incident occurred. All of the train crossings are open in the area towns, but Miller said the power lines were down in several communities.
In the towns themselves, Denison, Charter Oak, Dow City, Chiron, some of the other towns have got some trees, a lot of trees down. The utilities are cleaning them. Power lines are down here and there. Charter Oak was out of power for a while. They may still be out of power. Dow City had a little bit of power outages, and Arion and then Denison also had some power outages, but they're working on getting those back restored now.
Winds just southwest of Denison at the airport peaked at 87 miles per hour at around 2:15 this morning. A few minutes earlier, they had gusted to near 60. The National Weather Service says Arcadia and Carroll County was hit with near 60-mile-an-hour winds and quarter-sized hail at around 2:30 this morning, and Miller said that town was hit pretty hard. Elsewhere, a resident of Audubon County who lives about 7 to 8 miles east of Exira off 280th Street told KJAN News a solid wood corn crib that stood the test of time for over 50 years was blown over sometime between 2:25 and 2:45 a.m. today. And a little southwest of Minden in Dallas County, half-dollar-sized hail was reported just after 2:30 a.m. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says deputies responding to a report of a person trying to break into a home late Tuesday night ended up arresting a man on a trio of charges. Richard Alexander of Corning was taken into custody for public intoxication, criminal mischief, and domestic abuse. The sheriff's office said also a fist fight in a field late Tuesday evening in Adams County resulted in an arrest. Deputies were notified of the incident just before 8 p.m. And upon further investigation, Jose Huerta of Prescott was placed under arrest for interference with official acts. Police in Red Oak Wednesday night arrested a man on a Montgomery County warrant for third-degree harassment. 39-year-old Richard Allen Straw of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 8:50 p.m. in the 200 block of West Washington Avenue. Straw was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 cash bond. And a Red Oak man was arrested by police Wednesday afternoon on a valid Red Oak Police Department warrant for breach of peace. 52-year-old Scotty Allen Setnar of Red Oak was arrested at around 1:40 p.m. in the 100 block of West Washington Street in Red Oak. Setnar was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 cash bond. And a traffic stop Wednesday afternoon in Fremont County resulted in the arrest of two men from Oklahoma on charges of harboring a runaway. At around 3:15 p.m., a deputy with the Fremont County K-9 unit stopped a 1999 Honda Accord for a registration violation near the 15-mile marker of southbound I-29 near the Percival exit. During the investigation, it was determined a 15-year-old female located in the vehicle was listed as a missing juvenile out of Granite Falls, Minnesota. Deputies arrested 20-year-old Tawan Brown and 18-year-old Caleb Smith, both of Tulsa, Oklahoma, for harboring a runaway. Smith was also charged with possession of marijuana, second offense. Both men were being held in the Fremont County Jail on $2,000 bond. The Fremont County K-9 and Iowa Department of Transportation assisted the Fremont County Sheriff's Office. In the funeral announcements, Gene Funk, age 65 of Greenfield, died Sunday. Funeral services for Gene Funk will be today at 10 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Idris Fan, age 101 of Clarinda, has died. Services for Idris Fan will be today at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Clarinda. Ritchie Funeral Home of Clarinda has arrangements. Kent Hilsebeck, age 55 of Manning, died Friday. Funeral services for Kent Hilsebeck will be today at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Arnold Howard, age 77 of Omaha, a former longtime area ag, chemical, and seed salesman, died Sunday in Omaha. A memorial service for Arnold Howard will be today at 11 o'clock at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Omaha. The Raider Mortuary of Omaha is in charge of arrangements. Robert Rechtenbaugh, age 80, of Bridgewater, died Saturday in Creston. Funeral services for Robert Rechtenbaugh will be today at 1:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Gerald Peck, age 87, of Avoca, died Monday at Bergen Mercy Medical Center. Funeral services for Gerald Aldrich Peck will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the United Church of Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Betty Andreessen, age 76, of Manning, died Friday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Betty Andreessen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Richard Carney, age 92, of Adair, died Monday in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Richard Carney will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Mary Murphy, age 92, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday in Indianola. Funeral services for Mary Murphy will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Myrna Grothen, age 53, of Des Moines and formerly of Greenfield, died Tuesday in Iowa City. Funeral services for Myrna Grothen will be on Saturday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Linda Kaufman, age 65, of Erling, died Wednesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A mass of Christian burial for Linda Kaufman will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Virginia Virgie Farley, age 64, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A celebration of life gathering for Virginia Farley will be on Tuesday from 5 until 7 p.m. at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Sharon Johnson, age 74, an Atlantic native, died Monday in Columbus, Nebraska. A celebration of life open house for family and friends of Sharon Johnson will be held June 11th from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at her home in Columbus. The McCowan Funeral Home of Columbus, Nebraska has arrangements. And Art Turner, age 69, of Corning, died Wednesday. Services for Art Turner are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Messina. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.